SB Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your small business. Our team specializes in finance and accounting, information and technology, web development, social media, general consulting, HR, and compliance issues. Small Business Tech Guys has over 100 years of joint executive experience in a variety of fields across the small business spectrum. We thrive on assisting small business entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow tech enthusiasts, Sam Bushman and Jay Harrison on your radio. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to do a real-time quick update. Why? Because Hurricane Ian just blew through Florida. We didn't really want to jump on it too early because a lot of it was just speculation. Now we've got a lot of data to add to that speculation. We're talking about post-tropical cyclones. We're talking about hurricanes. We're talking about storms. And we're talking about preparedness. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's just jump right in. I guess hurricane season runs from like June 1st to November 30th. And what's interesting is in the news this season, 2022, it was a very quiet season. And all over the news, they were saying, wow, we're almost to the end of hurricane season, and we really ain't seen nothing, is the term they like to say. Well, they really say we haven't seen any technical data demonstrating hurricane force winds, kind of a thing. And I find that fascinating because they were talking about how quiet the season was and how happy they were that nothing had happened. Then Ian spins up and heads and just, what, trashes Cuba? Heads to the East Coast? That's kind of where it starts. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Good, sir. Now, Jay is in Florida, ladies and gentlemen, but he's in North Florida, so it missed you, right?
Oh, yeah. It really turned out to be really nice weather where I'm. I'm in the middle of North Florida, the Big Bend area. They were worried about it early on in predictions as it was coming out of Cuba. They thought that it was going to turn that way, maybe even head toward like Apalachicola, that it might make landfall further north. It ended up making landfall pretty far down south in the state, you know, around Fort Myers area, and cut across by Orlando and kind of exited up that way near Titusville. And turned out for us, just the way that weather works, because of the counterclockwise cyclone, it pulled in a lot of cool air from like the Carolinas and stuff. And we've had some really nice weather. It's been breezy, but it's been cool. Highs have been in the low 70s. Typically, highs have been close to 90 and sometimes 90 and above. Until just these last 3 days, and it's been really nice here. Thankfully, we kind of dodged a bullet. Now, it is getting out in the Atlantic now. It's off the coast of Florida, starting to strengthen again once it gets over water. And look out Savannah and South Carolina, because that's where it's headed next.
Wow, we'll get into that more in just a second, but it makes you wonder, what's the difference between a hurricane, a typhoon, and a cyclone, Jay?
I think it's just where they are, right? It's cyclones, yeah, and
the location
typhoons
is one of
Pacific.
The biggest ones, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The other difference is when you're in the southern hemisphere, it spins the other way.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's from what I understand, yeah.
That sounds like you say drains do that, guys, too, right? Yeah. Sundials go the other way, too, in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm just saying that it's pretty similar. We usually don't call it a typhoon where we're from. It's just typically a hurricane. And at least in the United States, they really just kind of hit basically the southeast portion of the country for the most part. Sometimes they roll up the East Coast, but really it's a Gulf of Mexico kind of discussion for the most part in America or the United States, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. So this one, I guess, kind of shocked everybody because it started out, they thought it was going to be bad. It is bad. But it's not as bad as they thought it might have been, right?
Yeah, I think that it depends, because at first they were saying it wasn't going to be that big. Then they're saying it's going to be major. Then they thought it was going to be like, you know, super major.
And gargantua.
It's been, you know, about what you'd expect from a 3 or 4. I think people are well prepared. There's a lot of new people in Florida. I think they said 2 million. Governor DeSantis, I think, said 2 million new people since the last hurricane has come through. So there's a lot of people that are kind of new to this.
Maybe not as ready as they might want to be newbies to the hurricane plan.
Exactly.
You know, the good news is it didn't just stall and get stuck and just pour torrential frog strangler kind of rains on everything. Sometimes that's even worse than the hurricane itself. So that's a blessing, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the worst storms we ever had here wasn't even a hurricane. It was just a tropical depression, never got named until after the fact. They named it Debbie after it came through. But it dropped like 31, 32 inches of rain and flooded everything. That was back in 2012. And it wasn't even a major hurricane. It was just a big storm system that caused major flooding in my area.
And did they name it Debbie because it's like a Debbie Downer? Is that what was going on?
No, I don't think so.
It was a serious downpour. Debbie down. I just wondered.
It rained.
All right.
Heavy rain for like a day and a half. You know, it was just crazy.
You
just
almost felt like you were in the 40 days thing, huh?
We did. We definitely did. Yeah.
Not maybe literally because, hey, a day and a half, 2 days is a lot less than 40 days. But I'm just saying it rained.
Oh, it.
And it just felt that significant is my point.
We had 3 feet of water in the radio studio that I'm sitting in right now. So.
All right, what's the difference between the hurricane ranges when they say it's a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4? You know, people don't know what that means. But a Category 1 hurricane, oftentimes, as you're talking about, above 74 miles per hour wind is considered a hurricane. Usually, what, 119 to 150 miles per hour winds are like Category 1 stuff?
No, right? Not to 150, because, no. I don't know. I have to look up the scale, but 155 is where you get to a Category 5, and a 75 is where you start a Category 1, so... the scale jumps in there. There's, you know, graduations through that. Let's see if I can find out here.
All right, because some are saying that, man, the winds get up to 250 and stuff. That gets to like a 5 and a 6. And
no.
I just don't really know how the ranges are.
I've never seen, I think 170 miles an hour or something was like Hurricane Andrew or something. You know, I've never even heard of a hurricane getting into 200 miles an hour. Tornadoes might get to 200 or 250 or something, but... you know, and I mean like big F5 tornadoes out in Kansas or somewhere, but hurricanes don't. Not these huge systems that are bigger than the state of Florida. They're not getting that kind of wind speed.
And there's a big difference between a hurricane and a tornado. A hurricane usually starts over water. The idea is what the warm water and the cold, and you know, mixes together. And the warmer the water, the bigger it kind of cranks up or whatever.
Right.
Whereas the tornadoes are just on land, right?
Yeah, and they're very spontaneous. They can form and dissipate in minutes.
Literally in minutes.
Yeah.
Because in Utah, when they had some tornadoes, they called them microbursts. And I don't really know if a microburst is just a small tornado or if it's a fast, rapid one, you know, just not a big one or long, very long sustained, like it spins up and then is gone. But it did a lot of damage in Salt Lake City, though, several years ago.
In the southeast, microbursts, usually people are talking about rain clouds that just sprout out of nowhere.
I thought those were called frog stranglers.
Those are the ones that fly.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. So, It's very interesting, this. I want to talk a little bit about the technology and the hurricanes. Hurricanes have been going on for a long time. This is not new. And they want you to believe, because of global warming or climate change, that they're getting worse. You know, I have a hard time. I don't know if it's really the global warming. I don't want to put all the political piece into it. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not so sure that they're necessarily getting worse because humans live on the planet, or if they're just getting worse. In other words, it's cyclical. In 1,000 years, they'll be more mild again. And I just don't know all that kind of stuff. I like to look at it more as a cyclical discussion, though, that, you know what, things just change. And sometimes it's worse than for several years. You have kind of a mild several seasons, and then, hey, a bad one comes, and that kind of stuff. Is that the way it's been for you, Jay? You've lived in Florida your whole, or most of your life, right?
Yeah, most of my life. And they just come and go. You know, some seasons you'll have 3, 4, 5, even 6 major hurricanes, and then you'll have years where there hasn't been any. The last major hurricane to come through here, so I would even count this year so far as we didn't have a hurricane, not here, not where I'm at, but the last major hurricane to come through here or to really threaten this area was... Ike, I think it was, and that was in 2017. So it's been...
And that didn't hit you too hard since you're quite north in Florida, right?
Yeah. No, that was Ike was in 2008. I'm looking for a chart here. It was Irma, Hurricane Irma, 2017. Yep.
Yeah, the problem is the names and the times get mixed up. That's all.
Yeah, it's always the eyes, you know, that come through. Because that's about when they start going. It's always, my wife and I have the funny joke. Our anniversary and her birthday are both in early September. And there's been many of anniversary, birthday kind of weekends and stuff that have gotten messed up due to hurricanes. Like we have no power and things like that. Because it's always like in early to mid-September where the big ones are coming through.
You're supposed to fly to Utah and safe places when those go down for your anniversary, Jake.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, just go to the Grand Canyon or something like that, you know?
Right.
All right. Tell me about then the speeds of these things. How do they determine like a category 1, 2, 3, 4? And what does all that mean? I mean, it seems like they say, oh, it's a 5 now. Oh, it went back to a 4. Oh, it's a 6. Oh, no, it's a 2. Oh, it came in at a 3 or whatever they say, right?
Yeah, so it's 74 to 95 is a category 1, 96 to 110 is 2, 111 to 129 is 3, 130 to 156 is 4, and then...
So the ranges I had covered all of it.
Then 157 plus, I always thought it was 155. Maybe they adjusted that scale some, or maybe I was just off, but they say 157 plus is category 5. And they don't really go, they don't have a category 6 because... they don't really get much faster than, like, the 157. Like I said, the biggest I've ever seen maybe was 165 or 170.
All right. So this storm really hit southern Florida bad, hitting the west coast first, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. And the people down in Naples and down in where got really hammered.
Yep. Some of them did, especially right on the coast of Barrier Islands. A lot of them evacuated, which is good. But, you know, I've seen video and footage of people with, you know, 5 feet of water in their house coming in.
There's also a video of a shark just literally swimming down the street.
There is, struggling down the street because it's in shallow water. But yeah.
Shallow water, and there's also objects and stuff, too. It's not like just good, clean water. This is.
And what are you going to do? Nobody's going to go out there and help the thing, you know? Why would you risk it?
Well, and so, you know, I feel bad for the animals. And
I do,
you
too.
Know, what do they do? What do they do? So I'm not mocking it or laughing at the video as much as I'm going, oh, my goodness.
I'm sure he didn't mean to be in downtown Sarasota. Took a wrong turn somewhere.
It just shows the extent of the damage, though, too, and the problems that are being caused. All right, so that's the West Coast. Primarily, it's down in Naples. It's down. Where else is it? Where else did it hit hard?
It kind of went in. Naples is kind of the southern end of it. It went in around Fort Myers, headed towards Orlando, and kind of exited around like Titusville area.
Okay.
From what I saw.
And so what happened then is, if I'm not mistaken, Miami's like southeast, right?
Oh, yeah. Miami's quite far southeast.
It kind of circled around Miami in a way.
Miami had a lot of rain. They got some tornadoes, I understand. But, you know, they dodged a lot of the heavy wind, the really super strong wind, and certainly a lot of the big surf.
Which, thank heavens for that, folks. Like I said on my political show, the big headline was, let's pray for the folks that are in the line of Ian. And I sincerely mean that. This is not a pleasant thing. Now, it went out back to sea, so to speak, but they expect it to curl around and come back and nail like Georgia, South Carolina, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they think it'll be a 1, at least a 1. I think it's already a 1 now, and maybe a 2 by the time it curls around.
So the point is, it mellows down when it gets over the land. It kind of calms down.
The land
luckily
drags it
get
down.
Stalled.
Yeah.
The land drags it down. Then it goes out to sea, and you get that warm water, and it just starts to spin up again, right?
Yep.
What are they saying? Do you think the Carolinas or Georgia will get hit harder than Florida did?
No, I think it'll be not as bad, but they should take every precaution because you never know. I mean, it could get out there and turn into a 3 or something. You could have, if you have high tide at landfall, you know, you could have heavy surge. You know, prepare if you're out there.
And you can
precaution.
Also get a situation where it doesn't crank up too much. It maybe cranks up to a 2 or a 3. It doesn't get near the 4 or 5. A 2 or a 3, but then it curls back in, and then it hits land. And if it's got big surf and whatever, then it bogs down and stalls. It could be real lot of rain. So the hurricane, the winds may not be as bad, but the rain might be brutal for them too.
Absolutely.
Because you never know. It's either the wind or the rain. Well, we really want to recommend that people prepare. That's one big thing. You know, water gets scarce, gas gets scarce. When you hear of times to leave, don't wait till the last minute to leave because then it's really a bog down getting out of there, too. So if you're going to stay, get ready to really stay. If you're not going to stay, bail, but don't do the in-between plan, right?
Right. Yeah, don't just sit around thinking you don't have to do anything. You don't want to get caught with your pants down, so to speak.
And also don't change your mind last minute, though.
Yeah.
Because then you're just not ready for either.
Yeah, that's probably the worst. And people, that happens to people, they panic and it's already too late. Now you need to just shelter where you're at. You don't want to be in that situation either.
All right. Anything else people ought to know? I wanted to do this broadcast a little bit. And I know you think, well, TechWatch Radio, Sam, that's not very techy. The technology, though, that's been brought to bear when these hurricanes come is incredible now, though. You can literally watch the satellite imagery. You can focus on a lot of this where, you know, in the olden days or even 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it wasn't near as good of technology. Now, we may not know all the answers of how bad it's going to be, but we've got the timing down pretty good, and we've got a pretty good handle on direction and timing and expectations to where people can prepare or leave or dig in or whatever they got to do. It wasn't near to this level of ability to kind of track and monitor and have a handle on it as it is now, right?
Right. And the models have been getting better and the predictions are getting better. Of course, they always get better the closer out there or the closer it is to the event. But I think they're doing a good job. And, you know, people had fair warning and nobody can say, or at least, I mean, unless you live in a rock, nobody can say they didn't have fair warning it was coming because it was days and days of roll up.
I mean, even I in Utah was able to kind of track in general what was going on with it. And even if you just go to the gas station, even if you don't have a TV or anything else, you go to the gas station, pump gas, you know, you see a TV that'll kind of give you the hey, beware, what's going on and all that, too.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much everywhere. And that's what I mean by the technology, the ability to, one, track it, two, keep an eye on it and gauge the severity, document the stats for comparative purposes over time, chart it on maps where everybody can see, you know, this is in modern times, the last 10, 20, 30 years, it's gotten quite good. Before, man, I don't know how they cope, Jay.
They're also rolling out a lot of National Weather Service updates and things on people's cell phones, too. So you see that happening as well, where, you know, before you had to
before that wasn't
be tuned
possible
in or whatever, but everybody's got a device, yeah.
But what about the day before satellite imagings and the days before? I mean, how do they even cope and prepare for this stuff?
I don't know. I wasn't really around back then, so as long as I can remember, I remember satellite, you know, images and them flying into the hurricanes and updates. Now they have updates. I mean, on this hurricane, it used to be it was like the National Weather or National Hurricane Center would put out an update at 2 a.m. and then like, or no, sorry, so like 5 a.m. and then 11 a.m. and then 5 p.m.
Yeah,
and
8 p.m. times between.
Yeah, now it's like every couple hours. I mean, you got a 2 a.m., a 5 a.m., 11 a.m., a 2 p.m., you know, they're on top of it. And I mean, these are updates from flying planes into the hurricanes and dropping probes and things like that. So they're really on top of it.
Have you checked out all the storm chasers too, man? Those guys are getting crazier and crazier too.
Oh, yeah. I saw footage of Jim Cantore, you know, the Weather Channel guy, holding onto a stop sign and just barely can't even talk because he was right in the center of it when it hit. I know that makes good coverage for them.
It makes good coverage for them, but it's a little bit psychotic if you're a guy like me. I'm cool to check out the videos where those guys are doing that crazy stuff. I'm not really so cool being in the middle of it.
If that's your job,
I'm like a
Sam,
less risk guy.
You're just like a rock star when you roll in. People see Jim Cantore and they're just like, oh my gosh, head for the hills.
They're just like, yeah! It's crazy. All right. Well, anyway, that's a wrap. I just wanted to talk about it because I know a lot of the nation that doesn't deal with hurricanes all the time, they hear about it. They think people that are in Florida and some of these places are nuts for staying there. But there is something, too, if you've got a generator and if you've got the right supplies and you know how to dig in and do it right, there is something about staying and saying, look, we can learn to weather these things. And in many cases, a lot of people that stay really have the ability to rescue the less fortunate, really have the ability to start clean up faster and take care of others. And so bless them for their work, too. I know a lot of these events that I've been hearing about, you know, they have people that are, I can't remember the names of them right now, but they have boats and different things. And so after the hurricane leaves it, there's a lot of water places. They, you know, float their boats down and rescue people and rescue animals and help dig out and do a lot of cool things. And I commend those people that have the bravery and the desire and the willingness to help with the cleanup. And then I would just shout out to the nation and say, hey, after these kind of storms is the time to pour support into the right places to get these people some help. We don't need it to be just, you know, Donald and, or I shouldn't say Donald, sorry, Joe Biden or Ron DeSantis or those kind of people taking action. We can be neighbors helping neighbors, and we can be on the ground with people that can really make a difference and help with these things. And that's kind of where we ought to be. Prayer, financial support, help with food and supplies and water and whatever the needs are, but we should gauge that, and as a nation, we should come to the aid
indeed
of our countrymen. All right, any final thoughts, Jay?
No, I think you got it covered well, Sam.
All right, man, you're listening to Tech Watch Radio.